You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros Studio. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Is this the day? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Supreme Court is about to rule as we await decisions on a big Trump case and about a dozen others.
A landmark opinion on whether former President Trump or any other former president has immunity from criminal prosecution. Justices are also weighing a federal obstruction charge that hundreds of January 6th defendants are facing. The court is also expected to rule on a challenge to Idaho's strict abortion law and how far cities and states can go in prohibiting the homeless from sleeping in public spaces.
Fox's Jared Halpern, an ex-House Republican who was on the January 6th committee blaming the former president for inciting the Capitol riot, is endorsing President Biden. Adam Kinzinger.
Donald Trump poses a direct threat to every fundamental American value.
Now, the Republican National Committee censured Kinzinger in 2022. He did not seek re-election to Congress. A House Democrat lost what was the most expensive primary ever. Progressive Congressman Jamal Bowman, who called Israel's war in Gaza genocide, lost to a centrist, George Latimer, in New York. He was backed by pro-Israel groups. Evan Gershkovich's trial started today in Russia, where the American journalist is charged with being a spy.
Evan did nothing wrong. He's a fantastic reporter.
Wall Street Journal assistant editor Paul Beckett tells the Fox News Rundown podcast.
The piece of this that is just such nonsense is the idea that it was in any way connected to espionage.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who House Republicans impeached over record illegal immigration, will go to Arizona today as the Biden administration touts a big drop in recent border crossings. As Republicans focus on crimes, migrants here illegally are charged in. Two migrants arraigned this week accused of murdering a 12-year-old girl in Texas. Jocelyn Nungare's mother, Alexis, tells Fox.
This has got to stop. We have to stop burying our kids. This is not right.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org, brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome, Moon Griffon Show. It is hump day. Great to have you with us Wednesday for you folks looking forward to the weekend. Matthew James, the Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. Did Holly make it to the car yet? Holly Bofi was in here. She was with the Bessie board. And, boy, she waved her and said, he's talking about you right now. But anyway, Holly was on. She was giving me a hard time. I told her she can come back anytime she wants to. And you know, once again, somebody got mad at me. But she'll come back, and she'll come back a bunch, and we'll visit. All right, let me jump gears because we're having the first Surgeon General of the great state of Louisiana, who was appointed yesterday by Governor Jeff Landry. Dr. Ralph Abraham joins me. Dr. Abraham, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good.
It's always good to hear from you. It's been a while.
I know. I miss you guys.
Well, let me ask you a question before we move on to the new position. And I know you've only had the position that you were in ahead of the Department of Health and Hospitals for, I'm going to say, 5 months. Can you tell us anything you found, anything that was in there that you thought needed to change? Did y'all make some changes? Just talk about that for that role first, of what you feel like you were able to accomplish in the short time.
Well, what we've done, just in the short few months we've been at the secretary position of LDH, we've got great legal counsel, we've got great undersecretary, and just good people working here in the leadership position, certainly other than myself. And what I can tell you is in the last 4 months, we have poured through contracts, looked at the contracts, and there are many that LDH gives out, into the probably hundreds, if not thousands. And by just holding those vendors that we have given the contracts to, making them do what they're supposed to do, making them come to the table and show us exactly what type of results they've done, we have already saved the state and given to the Department of Administration $75 million. And that's just in 4 months, man. So you can imagine the further we delve into this agency, which you know is very, very large, 40% of the entire state budget. When we have the team that we have now in place looking through these contracts, looking at where there is waste, fraud, and abuse, put those fires out, I can imagine that in the tune of millions and millions of dollars will be saved and hopefully getting back to the state and the taxpayers.
So you're saying you gave back, y'all already gave back to the administration $75 million since you've been there?
That's right.
Dr. Abraham, Ralph Abraham, you know he ran for governor years ago. He's a congressman. He's a doctor. He's been a veterinarian. He's been a little bit of everything, and now he's our new Surgeon General. Because I asked you this going in. And we had talked, and I said, we hear a lot about Medicaid abuse. We do. We hear a lot about it. Now, whether it's happening or not, I'm not an investigative guy, so I don't know. Did you find any of that? Did you find anything that you had to really change in the Medicaid program?
We are. It's very layered, Moon. And, of course, if we start at the top, at the physician level, and work our way down to what I think is the most important part of the equation, and that's the patient itself. We're missing opportunities to improve health outcomes in Louisiana, and that goes back to, you know, even myself as a practicing physician. We have to identify these patients that come into our clinics that need to get on the Medicaid, because if we allow that patient to remain uninsured, it is far, far more expensive for the taxpayer. It's far more detrimental to the patient, because then the only place they can go is to the emergency room, and we all know that's 20 times more expensive than going to the doctor's office. So we want people working and gradually getting off those Medicaid rolls, but until that happens, we want that particular patient covered by some type of insurance, whether it's Medicaid, whether it's the exchange with Obamacare. The ultimate goal, of course, is to get them on a commercial plan, but to do that, they have to be working in most cases. But that's the goal that we have, the seismic change, I will say, that since we've taken the leadership role here at LDH, we're moving the ball in that direction where we can move that patient that actually wants to work, that actually has a family that they want to protect and they want to cover with insurance, move them for Medicaid, get them working, move them to the exchange, and then move them to a commercial insurance policy. And what I can tell you is that is happening even as we speak now.
No, I was going to say the true sense of love, when everybody's finished and done, how many people you got off government assistance, to me, shows if you head in the right direction or not.
That's right.
Shows me if you're doing the right things.
Yeah, well, we started when some of that had to do with the feds mandated that some of the people come off the Medicaid roll after COVID was deemed a non-emergent situation. But when we started in this role in January, there were 1.9 plus million people on Medicaid. And today, right now, I can tell you there's 1.7 million people on Medicaid. So, again, we want that patient that needs to work, we want them to have health insurance in a commercial form. But until they get to that level, we want to help them out to give them that hand up to bridge that gap between Medicaid and commercial insurance, so they can supply for their family. And I keep going back. I've been on the other end of it, Moon. I still am. Is when I have an uninsured patient that I need significant medical help for, my only option now is for an uninsured patient is to send them to the emergency room, and that's very, very expensive.
Yeah. Okay, Doc Abraham, my special guest. Now, Doc, we created a new position called Surgeon General. We have what I call a national Surgeon General, but now we got one in the state. So tell me what that job's going to entail, what is different than what you're already doing, and why was that important to create? Is this creating another level of bureaucracy, or is this just adding one more part? How does all that play out?
Well, I hope it's not adding another level of bureaucracy. And, you know, I've got to give credit to the governor. This was he, in our transition meetings, brought the disparities that we are seeing in Louisiana's healthcare system, you know, up. He's very concerned about the health of our Louisiana citizens. And he and I, and certainly everybody that you and I talk to, Moon, you know, we want to get out of that 49th and 50th place. Right now, we're spending on average, the national average per capita on health costs. But we're not getting the return on our investment. If you take maternal health, maternal morbidity, mortality, infant mortality, morbidity, chronic disease such as hypertension, diabetes, you know, we're 49th or 50th, and we've got to do better than that because we're investing so much money in the healthcare system, but we're not getting the return. To your question, the state, the Surgeon General, you know, my role will be to work in concert with the governor's office, LDH, legislature, hospitals, physicians, medical schools, boards, I mean, you name it. We're going to bring these people in. We're going to remove duplicative services where there are duplication of services. That's going to go away because we've got to be more efficient. We've got to be more effective in what we do with healthcare in Louisiana. And by doing that, by putting that public health policy at the top of the food chain, and then getting the players in place that can actually change the dynamics, just like we talked that we've done here at LDH, that's where you're going to see the big, big results come. And that's going to be my role.
Yeah, it's a shame we're spending so much money and the results are not showing about the money. And my question is, so spending more money, Medicaid expansion, how does that really help us at all? Dr. Abraham, if, you know, we had a big-time Medicaid expansion. Some of these states haven't done it. They're doing fine. And right. We're spending much money. And, by the way, when we do expand, we depend so much more on the federal government.
That's right, because to your point, Moon, when we get an expansion party, and, you know, a patient that comes on under the title of expansion, that's a 90-10 match. The state pays 10% of the cost, and the feds pay 90% of the cost. Mm-hmm. Again, we want that particular patient.
Can I stop you right there, Doc, for a second, just because I'm curious? It's 90-10 now. federal government's $35 trillion in budget debt. What happens, and you can answer this question, what happens tomorrow if the federal government says, hey, guys, on the Medicaid, we're only gonna be able to give you 70%? What would that do to our budget and everything? Because that's the things that nobody talks about that worry me. So what would happen if today they said, hey, Doc, 70-30 now, not 90-10?
It would be an immediate crisis, Mayor. Let's go back on the other side on Social Security and Medicare. You see the figures that maybe by 2030, 2040, they're not going to pay full price for a Medicare claim. They're going to cut that back to 70 to 80 cents on the dollar as to what they're paying now. So even at that level of the age-related complexities that come with healthcare, if that happens, that will also immediately put us in not only a healthcare crisis, but a financial crisis in the entire nation.
Hey, Doc, real quick, do you have a few more minutes or you got to go?
No, I'll stay as long as you need me to.
No, let's do it. We'll take a quick break, come back with 5 or 6 minutes. I want you to just elaborate a little bit more on that, and I'll get you out of here. His name is Dr. Ralph Abraham, new Surgeon General of the great state of Louisiana, appointed by Governor Landry. All right, we'll take a break. More to come. Moon Griffon Show right after this. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
When it comes to...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. I don't know what happened to Doc Abraham. We lost him, our new Surgeon General. I wanted to ask him some more questions about a little bit on the Medicaid deal. But I will say this. Anyway, welcome back. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can always email me, moon@moongriffon.com, moon@moongriffon.com. I will say this. When I was questioning Doc, I wish you had call back, but if you don't, that's fine. One of the things I was asking about was a Medicaid expansion, because everybody talks about expansion. It's been brought up to me that they're not down in the expansion, and that's somewhat true. But here's the question. The federal government's going to have to cut money someday, and I think it's coming sooner than later. So you expanded Medicaid, and Doc said it's a 90-10. We put up 10. In other words, it's not free, folks. We've been putting up 10%. And we got 40% plus on Medicaid. Doc just said it, the number went down by 200,000, basically. But what if the federal government says tomorrow, you know, to the states, we're going to have to cut back. We're going to cut back Medicaid. We're only going to pay 70%. It's a disaster from hell that's coming. And that's what nobody wants to talk about. Because when you plan your life, you try to plan for things so you don't have problems up the road. The state of Louisiana has become so dependent on the federal government. I don't know what plan, and we don't depend on our jobs and businesses, you know, to create jobs and things of that nature. So what happens is when you get a disaster, we really get one. And then we got to spend the whole time begging the federal government to come bail us out. That is not what you want to do. You know, I got a line of credit on my business. Okay? I got to tell y'all, I hate when I got to use it. I probably hadn't used it more than 4 or 5 times. I hate it because what it is, it means I got to go borrow money and I got to pay it back. I hate it. I know people out there use lines of credit. They got a different kind of business and model than me. But since, I'm responsible for my payroll, I'm responsible for sales, I'm responsible for all that. And if you want to get me nervous, that's when I get nervous. It's nice not having debt. But when you start going, and now when you go to a line of credit, which used to be 2 and 3%, I hadn't even looked at what the percentage if I have to go to a line of credit. So, and the reason why I'm telling you that is with Medicaid expansion and any of the federal money that we're doing is 90-10, and I know we do, what is it, $1 per $3 when it comes to roads and things of that nature. That's all fine. But what happens when the federal government says, hey, guys, we don't have that kind of money anymore. So you put yourself in a position to be hurt financially, and all these poor people that were dependent on you, now what happens is they go to the budget, and the only thing they're going to talk about doing is one thing, and Bill Edwards was great at it. Raising taxes. And I don't think we can afford any more raising taxes to the average person that's out there working. I just don't think that we ought to put ourselves in that position. So that was the question I was trying to get out of Doc. And Doc's answered it by saying, no, it put us in a big problem with healthcare. Although we're spending more in healthcare than anybody else, it would put us in a bind helping people. And then financially, it would just devastate our budget. Because remember, we can only cut higher ed, and healthcare, because we won't do anything with the money that's all this money that's dedicated, put it in a statute where we can now say, okay, how about across the board haircut? Everybody's going to cut 1% or 2%. And I think we live in la-la land, thinking that the money from the federal government's going to always be there. We can always count on them. Let me ask y'all a question. If we were to get hit with a hurricane this year, God forbid we don't get hit with a hurricane. But if we do get hit with a hurricane, okay, and what if the federal government said, yeah, we used to give y'all all them billions, but we can't do that anymore. We only can give y'all a little bit of that money because we don't have any money. Remember, it's more than just Louisiana. It's 50 states out there. And every state's out there begging the federal government to give them money. What is the state of California, $92 billion in the hole? So everybody's waiting on the federal government to bail them out because the federal government has, quote, a printing press. The federal government can go print money as long as they can sell our bond. I had John Kennedy. United States Senator John Kennedy was on this program. Okay, he was on this program. And I asked John, I said, John, this is the question about our economy. He said, Moon, as long as the people are buying the dollar and the bonds, we good. He said, but I'm telling you right now, when that stops, our economy's in trouble. Is he back on? Doc, you back?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what happened to you. No, but I was trying to get you. I don't have but about a minute left.
Okay.
I was trying to expand real quick on the Medicaid if the federal government said, oh, we're only doing 70% now.
Yeah, it would be bad, Moon. Now, the good news is on our end with LDH and the SG role, you've got now leading that secretary is Michael Harrington. You got Drew Maranto is under. Michael is a former CEO of a 300-bed hospital. He understands the money. He understands the lingo. He understands the terrain. And with him and Drew at the helm of LDH now on the Medicaid side, you're going to see some monumental movement on the good side. We are in contact with CMS and the feds almost on a daily basis. And they are listening because they know that here in Louisiana we've got our issues, and they are at least.
Hey, Doc, if you don't have another minute, I got to go.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll call back, but we'll do it again later.
All right, thanks. Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call ADAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, ADAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Chastel Brothers on Pinhook next to the railroad tracks. Serving Acadiana.
Come.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, hello, welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Check out John Blanchett at Matthew James, MatthewJames.com. Ron Schimmel joins us, Acadiana Kitchens, but I like to say the Raging Cajun because Acadiana Kitchen is known, but Raging Cajun is really known. Baby, good to see you, man. How you been?
Good to see y'all. Thanks for having me back.
No, man, I wanted to bring you back because the 4th of July is right around the corner, and you know, if you're like me and everybody else, you'll be cooking, having a good time.
Yep.
So you guys do a great job with your season and your food. And let's talk about your company first. Somebody going down the road going, who is that?
Yeah,
I heard about. Or I see your products in the store. They're everywhere now. I mean, it's easy to notice where y'all are.
Yeah.
And y'all have had a lot of growth, and that's a good thing.
Well, you've helped with that. We appreciate it, and your listeners have helped. But yeah, it's so it's Raging Cajun Food Products. Company's Acadian Kitchens based here in Lafayette. We moved in, I think Paul mentioned last time, we moved into a new facility right off I-49 North. So if you headed up 49 North, right on the right between exit 1 and 2 North Lafayette.
You got one in big signs yet?
Not yet. We're still working on that. We're building it. We had to basically transition a food distribution warehouse into a food production facility.
Okay.
So we're finishing the office. And,
but this is what I like to brag about. You know, people get on me about talking about politics, but promoting Louisiana companies that are
absolutely
growing. And y'all one of the ones that's really growing it, but like a lot of other companies. And I've always believed you ought to promote, you ought to buy local and you ought to buy state. Those are the two most important things.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's all made right here, so it's you know, certified Cajun food. It's funny because we go, you know, we travel around the country for work and talk to different retailers across the country. I was in Chicago a couple weeks ago, and there's other, you know, there's other companies out there trying to sell Cajun stuff that's not made in Louisiana. So we've got to really promote that and promote brands that are made
you
here.
You know what's funny? I understand Cajun. I understand the culture. It's funny that some people think you throw some throw some cayenne pepper on it, and you got Cajun food, and you got you got South Louisiana food, and dude, that's not even close.
That's not it. Yeah, it's more about the flavor. You know, obviously we like a little spice and a little heat, but it's the flavor. You know, the things like garlic, onion, bell pepper, celery.
Before you tell me what we got today, have y'all? I know y'all doing a lot in Louisiana expanding, but y'all expanding outside of here too as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I mentioned we were in Chicago a couple weeks ago for a big show. Sold a ton of product. Again, all that product could be made right here in Lafayette, South Louisiana, and it's being literally grocery stores across the country. So there's a big trend with Cajun food right now. We're really trying to lead that charge with Raging Cajun. And it's not just seasonings. You know, there's
but that's what I was saying. Give us the whole lineup.
Yeah, so, I mean, our flagship item is Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. That's kind of our what we call it, the anchor SKU or hero SKU. And that so that product's been around since the early 80s. And so we've taken that line and really blown it up where we use that seasoning now in our jambalaya rice dressing. We make a line of seasoned beans. I think you had some of those tin beans, red beans, black-eyed peas.
Mm-hmm.
We serve
by the way, I've eaten it. I've eaten it here, but I've eaten it at the house.
Yeah.
And it's always been good, and people brag about it. It's in a pretty big container, so, you know, you got three or four at the house.
Oh, yeah.
You bring some people over to eat. They really love it.
Yeah, those red beans. So our red beans will serve about eight people. Seasoning pack's already in it, so it uses the original Cajun seasoning in it as well. So we've kind of taken that, expanded the line, and we're really trying to make it about, you know, meals, good food. You can cook at home. You know, those box dinners take 20, 25 minutes to cook. We do a couple other unique items. We make a jalapeno relish, which is a fresh jalapeno that we grind and cure with sugar and spices, Louisiana cane sugar as well.
By the way, you can pour that over the
cream cheese.
Devil
eggs,
potato
salad.
Pour it
and
get you some crackers.
Yep.
People think you've been working all day.
Yeah, yeah. There's even some restaurants that will put it on like char-grilled oysters, throw it on sandwiches, burgers. So it's a pretty cool product. And then we make another line of products under our sauce line. So everybody knows roux, right? And you'll hear people say, man, I make my homemade roux. Well, we make it homemade too. We just do it in a bigger pot. Slow cooks for about 6 hours, perfectly dark color. So you get that nice kind of rich, you know,
and
chocolate color.
I told you this before, but I was in a catering business. And man, I used to make them big roux. And you're making it for big gumbos and all that. And as soon as I found out that somebody made a roux.
Yeah.
Save you a little time, right? And I found out even if I didn't think it was good as mine,
yep.
I thought it was good enough.
Yeah, yeah.
It saves you time. And your roux is really simple, man.
Thank you.
Pour it out the jar. Y'all have also, one of the things y'all do, and then I want to get to the new blend.
Yeah.
Y'all have taken your products of your, what do you call it, marketing.
Yep.
And the products.
The branding.
The branding and all that stuff that you use. And you've actually upgraded that tremendously. It was good what you had, but you really upgraded that as well.
Yeah, on the Moon's talking about the packaging format. So we invested again in jobs and production down here, but we basically bought a new line that packs all of our seasonings in a resealable plastic container. So you'll see that starting to roll out the shelves. It's just starting to get out there. So we're moving kind of away from those paper canisters, and it just keeps it fresher longer. It lets you see what's inside the the packaging as well. Consumers like that. It doesn't clump up as much. So, you know, South Louisiana, you get a little bit of moisture and heat down here like in a lot of places.
So every day.
So, if your canister's kind of clumping up on the top with whatever seasoning you got, you know, try the new Raging Cajun in the plastic container.
So today you cut up some fruit and brought it in here, and then you started sprinkling stuff on it. I want you to tell people what this is, because you say you brought some breakfast stuff.
Yeah,
this can be put on more than fruit, but talk about your new product.
Yeah, so like a lot of, you know, you guys, we at Cajun Kitchens, we all have kids, right? So, you know, how do you get seasoning on the table for breakfast? We launched a product that I got my hand now. It's called Breakfast Blend, Cajun's Choice Breakfast Blend. And basically it's a mixture. It's got Louisiana cane sugar. So that's the first question. Why are you doing a Cajun brand with breakfast? Well, it uses Louisiana cane sugar. We're one of the biggest producers of cane sugar across the country. I think it's the second highest state here. So just promoting that. For the state on packaging, we call it out. It's also got cinnamon. It's got some brown sugar in it. And then it's got some natural vanilla. So this is a, I got some just fresh cut bananas, apples, and strawberries. Literally just sprinkle this on. And the kids are more likely to eat a little bit of fruit for breakfast.
But let me go a little further. Pancakes, waffles.
Yep.
I mean, you could literally put this on anything.
Cereal. Yeah, I think we brought in a bowl of cornflakes last time and just sprinkled some on.
Walker ate that?
Walker said, I think you said it was.
Dude, you didn't tell me you ate the cornflakes.
I think he said it was better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch. those were Walker's exact words. But yeah, I mean,
well, y'all probably enjoy me not being here. Y'all got it right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, I mean, think about oatmeal. You know, anything you're eating for breakfast, just sprinkle a little bit on, make it, you know, just sweetens it up. And it's not just sugar. It's got like I said, cinnamon and some natural vanilla in it. It's kind of fun. And then so there's some people that, you know, want to put it on meats and bacon.
By the way, I'm just
ham.
Curious when you market this and you got it in the stores. Do you put this in there with the season, or does this go somewhere else?
That's a good question.
I think it's important so people will know where to go look for it.
Yeah,
unless it's in the seasoning.
We're pitching it in the seasoning aisle, and the reason for that is if you're a retailer, let's say you're Rouse's or any of the other, you know, independent retailers, and you want to grow these what they call categories. They look at their products by categories. So how do you grow the seasonings categories? Well, you can sell more rubs and spices and that kind of thing, or you can put seasoning out there for breakfast. Most people use seasonings for lunch and dinner. This introduces a whole, you know, food segment to a category that was kind of underdeveloped. So there might be some people that want to put it over by the cereals or coffee or something like that, but we're pitching it in the seasoning.
I'll tell you what, this would be good. You ever had French toast? Okay, yeah. My mama used to take, in the morning, she would put butter on bread, put it in the oven, and melt the butter and put cinnamon.
Yeah.
Okay, you ever eat that?
Yeah.
Cinnamon toast?
Cinnamon toast, guess what? Absolutely.
I think this would be a lot better than putting a cinnamon toast.
Yeah.
Put your butter and sprinkle it with this and let it get hot in the oven.
That's all you need.
I'm going to have to try that this weekend. I haven't eaten that since I left my mama's.
Be a little throwback for you.
We gave walking all the kids. Of course, they had some of that stuff. But it'd be definitely a throwback. All right, and Ron, we do appreciate it. Last thing, how to get in touch with y'all, how to find out more about y'all.
Yep.
I know y'all trying to get them in any stores, and y'all are really, really growing big time.
Appreciate
and I'm proud
that,
of
yeah.
you guys. I mean, that's really big for y'all.
It's been a ton of work, but it's been a lot of fun, and it's great to have, you know, fans like y'all and your listeners helping us push.
No, man, we appreciate the partnership.
We really,
I hope it's been good for you guys. I mean, we appreciate all y'all doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, so, and I'll mention one more thing. We actually just got a lot of products into what they call the military channel. So now it's going to, our Raging Cajun will be out on military base. Commissaries,
well, you know, people like the Raging Cajun name. I don't care if you like
and even
the school
overseas,
or whatever. They like
going
the over, name.
Going overseas, man, yeah. on all these military bases. But real quick, so it's Raging Cajun Food Products. Website is AcadianKitchens.com. And we always tell people, hey, go to the store and ask them for Raging Cajun. If you can't find it, it should be there. But if you can't, just ask them where you can get Raging Cajun.
Well, I notice it's because we go into several grocery stores. It's very, very, you can see it, brother.
And they'll listen. I mean, if you ask a manager, hey, we're going to get some Raging Cajun, they'll bring it in for you.
All right, Ron, always a pleasure.
Hey, we appreciate it, guys.
No, tell Paul and the gang hi for us. We'll do it again soon. And by the way, 4th of July, next weekend, a lot of cooking going on next weekend.
Get some Raging Cajun seasoning, some steak seasoning, and let's go.
All right, brother, appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break. A couple of announcements on guests, one coming at 10, and a big one on Monday, 9 o'clock. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back. This is Moody Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. It's Moon Griffon. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is hump day for you folks looking forward to the weekend. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. Couple programming notes. I'm gone Friday. Here tomorrow, gone Friday. Next week, we're going to work till Wednesday, and we're going to take a four-day weekend. That may be the only vacation I get, but anyway. Programming note also, Scott McKay will join us on the Ten Commandments coming out of the 10:06, 10 o'clock hour at 10:06. And I just got to call John Cormoosh, the lawyer that's famous for absolutely destroying the oil and gas industry. They wanted to come on. I told them, come on. So they'll be in studio Monday at 9:06. So we'll get to, I don't know him, never met him. I don't even know what the man looks like. I don't know if he's younger than me or older than me. I have no idea. So, but anyway, Mr. Cormoosh, who's been put on the LSU board by the governor, is coming in the studio. So the problem is I have no idea what he wants to talk about. So I guess I'll just set up what I want to talk about, and that's what we're going to talk about. Anyway, that's on Monday. Looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be pretty good. Appreciate Digger. I got a nice text message from Digger yesterday, and me and Digger – I almost want to say me and Digger almost like brothers. We fight all the time, but at the end of the day, we're still friends. And, you know, you appreciate that. You get into it with some of these people, and some people don't take stuff personal and some do. And, of course, they always accuse me of being the one throwing the grenades, but I don't. I watch what they say and watch what they do, and a lot of times it doesn't match up. And that's where the difference comes. I want to go to a couple things, and I won't get to all of it in this next segment. Maybe coming out at 10:30, I can go back to it. Governor Landry vetoed millions in earmarks for New Orleans area nonprofits. And I can tell you right now that my buddy C.B. Fagostin used to get so mad at NGOs, non-government organizations, getting any money. And I got to tell you, if they cut out the NGOs, we would have a lot of money to do other things. It's stuff state government ought to not be involved in. Now, here's the problem of what I just said, and I know it's coming. But this is a good cause. Who am I to argue what's a good cause? They got people out there that are raising money and doing things, and things become good causes. But I don't know if anything that becomes a good cause if the state government has to fund it. When it's, you know, if you're a nonprofit and it's a good cause, you probably can raise money for the good cause. People can get mad at me all you want to. I'm telling you right now, we ought to not be funding if it's not state. Designed by the state, built by the state, and it's an NGO, it has nothing to do with the government, why should we be funding any of that? You know, they great about doing this to the federal government as well. And that's what happens with a lot of our money, okay? They say, well, it's not that much money. Well, it's a percentage. It's something we could be doing something else or getting a tax break or something. So I noticed some of the places that Jeff cut, it was $4.32 million, 600 earmarks. And 21 funding requests, I think it was about 21 out of 600 or so, vetoed. Some along the 15 of the 21 requests Landry vetoed. A lot of them were Democrats. But look, we watched the game play. Edwards did it. I'm talking about Bill. Jindal did it. They all do it. They all do it because if you don't do what the governor, not just governor, any of them, then all of a sudden you get so-called punished. But I don't think it's a punishment not funding NGOs. I don't. I don't think any of them should be funded. Actually, they actually interviewed, and I got this. This might even be the devil's advocate article. It is. I'm using them today. I've used them before. I use them a lot. Who was it? Stephen Prosopio? How have you said that? Procopio. Okay. Thank you. So he said, but even a small amount of money Landry rejected for local nonprofit projects can be substantial for those organizations, said Stephen Procopio, president of Public Affairs Council. Later on, he says, and I thought this was pretty interesting. By the way, this is not government money. I mean, this is not money that should go from the government to the NGOs. I'm telling y'all, this needs to be stopped everywhere, but they're not. Now, later, this gentleman said, if he had vetoed all the NGOs, we could have applauded that. So he's thinking like I am. I'm quoting him out of the devil's advocate. If he had vetoed all the NGOs, we could have applauded that. Or if he said they had a certain criteria we're using, there's probably no criteria if the truth's known. But this is what I'm saying. He would have applauded that because that's what needs to be done. Folks, the NGOs need to stop. It's how votes are bought by all the governors. Is all these NGOs. Matter of fact, I had somebody tell me what they ought to do, the first thing they ought to do, and the legislature meets, is all this money they give out at the end of the session ought to be done at the beginning of the session. Everything they're giving out ought to be done at the beginning, and then let's do all the lawmaking and the deal cutting and all that stuff that happens. Then guess what? This money sitting over here, you couldn't veto it. It'd be done. It'd be over with. You can see where everybody really stands on issues. Because this is how things are bought and paid for, is through the earmarks. Remember, the federal government was going to get rid of earmarks. What a joke. You ever notice when the federal government gets in trouble with money, they come to us and say, you know what, we're going to have to shut the government down. Y'all know that argument's out there every, two times a year now? And then when they finally get together and pass a bill at the last second, the last day, the last second of the last day, so does that say they pass where we spend $1 trillion more? Then you find out that half, two-thirds of it are earmarks. But they sold it as, oh, my God, we're going to shut the government down. We're going to close the state parks. People are not going to get money for Social Security. Same thing Bel Edwards did when he came in with the $2 billion budget deficit. We're going to shut down the universities. You remember, we were going to get rid of LSU football. Of course, I laughed. When he said that, I knew it was full of crap. Because there might be a lot of things happen in Louisiana, but getting rid of LSU football is not one of them. But yet Edwards let that come out of his mouth. Why? He had to put pressure on the lawmakers to give him what he wanted, not what he needed. Because let me tell you, they passed those taxes, that 1 cent on the sales tax. It was, let's just say $1.1 billion, whatever it was for the year. And they did it for like 27 months. But you go back and look at their budget, they spent money on everything. But they told us we were in trouble. We can't. We got it right over here, not too far from where we are, is a hospital. And they put save the hospitals, save the hospitals. They were all out there. I forget the guy's name that moved to Shreveport now, Calicott, David Calicott. He came on this program crying and whimpering, and I put him on here. He said, I've been listening to your program all the time, and he was the head of the hospital deal. And he cried and whimpered, and I said, David, do me a favor. When you get your money, and you're going to get your money because they're going to pass these taxes, I said, come back and talk to me about you closing hospitals. And the dude never came back. And of course, I chased him down. Now he's in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I chased him down on the mic because he said on the mic, I'll come back big and tough. And I told him they were going to pass it, and they did because they scared everybody. I remember when Zero Z Zerang told me he was a freshman. And Zero told me this. He said, well, you know, Mud Moon, they were telling us they're going to close Nichols and all that stuff. He said, man, I was a freshman. I didn't know what to do. I said, but when did you run on raising taxes? And he didn't. He ran running as a conservative. We need to cut government, too much spending. First move he made was vote for sales tax. So did Cocktail Cousin, who claimed I'll never raise taxes on the family. Voted for 1 cent sales tax. Of course, with Cocktail, they keep moving him up. He's a senator. Now he wants to be a public service commissioner so they can springboard him to run for a state office. That's what goes on when they start with all this doom and gloom with money. Got a feeling that some of that may come back next year. All right, we're going to take a break. Scott McKay, Ten Commandments. His take on the Ten Commandment bill that was passed. First one in the country. Take a break. Be right back.
Mike here from Rebattling.
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Two more Supreme Court rulings. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but not the big Trump case. The decision this morning getting the most attention, a conservative lawsuit claiming the Biden administration went too far, trying to get social media companies to censor or remove content. But in a 6-3 ruling, the court decided
neither the states, because there were states involved in this, and or the plaintiffs have the standing to seek the injunction against any defendant. So the argument had been whether or not federal agencies and a number of government agencies had been communicating with social media groups to tell them flagging disinformation or misinformation.
Fox's Shannon Bream outside the Supreme Court says in the dissent, Justice Samuel Alito wrote,
for months, high-ranking government officials placed unrelenting pressure on Facebook to suppress Americans' free speech. He says the court unjustifiably refuses to address this serious threat to the First Amendment.
Now, the Supreme Court still has about a dozen rulings left, including the Trump claim that he should be immune from prosecution for acts taken while president. More rulings coming tomorrow and Friday. Evan Gershkovich was back in court in Russia inside a glass cage with a shaved head. For the start of his trial, which the Biden White House calls a sham, an American journalist, Gershkovich, is charged with being a spy. The Wall Street Journal calls that bogus.
Russian courts convict more than 99% of defendants. Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this year indicated that he would be open to a prisoner swap, but that's something that is likely not going to take place until after a verdict. And this is going to be a long road ahead. The next trial date is set for 7 weeks from now on August 13th.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will go to Arizona today as the Biden administration touts a recent drop in migrants encountered crossing illegally. But Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says,
the American people are experiencing the most wide-open, catastrophic border crisis in our nation's history because of Joe Biden's failed leadership.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPL, on air and on the KPL app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. It's Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We're joined by Scott McKay of the Hayrod. Scott, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Man, hard work and dedication. At least I tell everybody that. You know, everybody believes I'm dedicated. Nobody's admitted I work hard. So I use both. Well, sometimes they agree on one of them, at least.
So, I mean, you know, you talk on the radio. That's hard work. People don't realize how hard work that is.
I would dance and sing, but they'll never see me dance, and the singing will cost me the radio program. So I can't do that either. If I start singing, I sing every now and then, cutting up and making fun, having fun. And I've been asked by several radio stations that if they wanted to pull me from the radio station, keep singing. So I had to listen to them. All right, Scott, so big deal. State of Louisiana passed 10 commandments, left, media, everybody nuts up. So let's talk about the 10 commandments and what's been done, what's been passed, what people need to know about this, and then your take on it.
Well, so the prevailing thing that has been said since Governor Landry signed that bill is something that you can, I guess, go to James Carville and get a distillation of it. Carville's on CNN Monday, I guess it was, and Anderson Cooper asked him about it. He says, oh, that's the stupidest waste of time I ever saw. You know, so that's Carville's take. And this is kind of actually not just on the left. You've had people on the right talk about this as though what's going on is this is some pander to the, you know, churchy people, and it's Jeff Landry not doing the structural things that matter in Louisiana and all this kind of stuff. And that is a total misreading of what the Ten Commandments bill actually does. And I've got a column at the American Spectator this morning. I actually wrote a similar piece at the Hayride Thursday of last week, talking about what the Texas A&M, I've got Jim Schlossnagel on my brain. So what the Ten Commandments bill, we probably ought to talk about that at some point, because I've never seen anything like a guy taking the Texas job that was the Texas A&M coach. But what the Ten Commandments bill is actually about is like very, very, very big things. There's a whole line of Supreme Court jurisprudence on the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. In the 60s and 70s, they radically changed the relationship between church and state in America from something that had prevailed for, 250, 300 years before the country's founding into what we have now, which is that they've completely scrubbed God from the public square. Or if God isn't to be scrubbed from the public square, it means you have to put up a statue of Baphomet, to balance out the Christians. And this was never the way this was understood in America before the leftists started getting onto the Supreme Court and elsewhere in the judiciary and fundamentally changing the way things were understood. America's always been a Judeo-Christian country. We've always followed the laws and morality established in all of Western civilization. Initially with Judaism, and then after that Christianity, and the Ten Commandments are about as basic a document establishing that law and morality as there is. Ten Commandments were in public school classrooms all over the country prior to 1971, when the Supreme Court did this Lemon v. Kurtzman case and established what's called the Lemon Test, which is this three-pronged test that's kind of a cocked hat attempting to basically scrub any reference to a Christian or Jewish God out of the public square. There was another case in 1980 called Stone v. Graham, which involved a Kentucky law, exactly like, more or less, the law we just passed in Louisiana. And, of course, the current Supreme Court has been systematically dismantling the jurisprudence of that, wild-eyed left-wing Supreme Court that existed in the 60s and 70s. Case by case. And on point on this is this Kennedy versus Bremerton school district case from 2 years ago. This is the thing, you remember this, Moon. This is about the guy, the high school football coach,
yep,
who was praying on the field after the game.
Yep.
And they fired him because, you're violating the separation between church and state. Well, he sued and he ultimately ended up winning because the Supreme Court essentially throughout the Lemon Test. Well, as soon as that happened, it was a matter of time before some state was going to bring back a Ten Commandments law and directly challenge Stone v. Graham. Well, Louisiana's doing it. So this is a big deal. And if this thing comes down the way I think it's going to come down based on Justice Gorsuch's ruling in the Kennedy case, where he essentially said the Lemon Test was no good and it was a waste of time to use in the first place, we're going to end up turning this thing over. And what will happen then is you're going to have the same new federalism imposed by the Supreme Court on things like using religion in the public square that the court has done with respect to abortion with the Dobbs decision. OK, this is a big, big deal because, intuitively, you would say that a state legislature should have the power to decide what lessons are being taught to kids in public schools that, taxpayers fund and they're put in charge of as legislators. I mean, like, that's an obvious thing. And if they think that the Ten Commandments, which is the moral and legal basis by which Western civilization was constructed, is a good thing to put on the wall of the classroom, like, that's the end of the matter. If they want to do that, then do it. And yet we've had idiot federal judges for half a century tell state legislators that they couldn't do things like that. And so this is all about the state wresting power away from the federal government, mm-hmm, to conduct its business.
Scott, let me ask you a quick question. Do you see this kind of like the abortion deal where, first of all, does it get to the Supreme Court? But number two, do you see this as a state's right deal where you'll have 50 states and 26 of them have the Ten Commandments in the schools and 24 of them don't, and that's just the way it is?
That's exactly it.
This is
the states being able to affect their culture and their custom the way they see fit. And in Louisiana, we actually believe in the Ten Commandments. In a place like California, they believe the opposite of the Ten Commandments. And so they don't have to have the Ten Commandments on the classroom wall. If they want to put statues of Baphomet in the corner of the classroom, then, that's fine. And people can vote with their feet.
Yeah, that was my next question. Would people say, well, I'm not going to Louisiana. They're backwards. They got Ten Commandments. I'll go live in California or vice versa. I'm never going to Louisiana. Well, they got Ten Commandments. And over here, we don't have none of that. And we think that's crazy. Whatever they want to do, they can do. But that's why I asked that question. I think It's going to become a states' rights issue somewhere up the road, depending on how far this makes up. Does this case make the Supreme Court?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. This is an age-old question here. And, of course, what these guys have done in order to make the federal government supreme is every time you start talking about federalism or states' rights, they bring up slavery and Jim Crow. Mm-hmm. And so that's the only dynamic by which a states' rights thing can be done. Well, this is an example of something that's just totally different. And the fact of the matter is, we're going to get along a lot better as a country if states are allowed to go their own way on things like this, rather than having it dictated to them from Washington, D.C.
By the way,
you know, where Louisiana is going to have to live the way New York or California tell us to.
By the way, that's on abortion. We do it on income taxes. Texas don't have one. We do. California got a gigantic one. They're able to do that on so many other issues. What a state's minimum wage in California and something, $20 minimum wage. Ours is not like that. So I think it runs along those lines, and I'm hoping the Supreme Court will see that.
I don't think there's any doubt that this case will go to the Supreme Court. If you read Gorsuch's opinion in the Kennedy case, he's begging for opportunities to completely repudiate the Lemon Test and the Supreme Court's jurisprudence, and he's obviously got a majority behind him.
Yep.
So I don't think there's any question that this is going to get there, and this is going to be, you know, this is going to be Louisiana leading the charge on this. Yep. Interestingly enough, late last week, Dan Patrick, lieutenant governor of Texas.
Yeah, go ahead. Do me a favor. Hold your words right there. Let me take a break. We'll come back and we'll do a few more minutes. Scott McCata, hey, Rod, you're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, Sea-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact SeaSafe or visit our website at seasafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at SolarLouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Everywhere you turn.
Now.
Hey, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Yes, show him. That's a good idea. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. Scott McKay, my special guest, The Hayrod. You can check him out at The Hayrod. Check out all of his stories. He's got some good staff, people that write some great articles. They keep up with state, national, and other states' comments. So go back, and you were just wrapping up something. I apologize. I had to cut you, but I had to take a break.
Yeah, well, I was just going to point out that late last week, Dan Patrick, who is the lieutenant governor in Texas, and in Texas, the lieutenant governor is much different than here. Here, it's the, you know, he's the culture and tourism guy. In Texas, the lieutenant governor is the Senate president. Okay, I mean, essentially, Dan Patrick is, you know, Cameron Henry, but with more stuff going on.
Right.
Patrick goes on the radio in Texas after Landry signs the bill, and he says, you know, we would have been the state that did this, but for the House and Dave Phelan, who's like the rhino speaker of the House in Texas, he starts ripping Phelan for killing the bill in the House that would have put the Ten Commandments in all the classrooms in Texas. So, like, there are other states that are, you know, they're actually upset that they didn't get to do this before we did it. So my guess is, and yeah, we, you know, this is getting to the point of, does the Supreme Court ultimately hear this case? And they will, because probably a year from now, there will be a dozen or more states who've passed Ten Commandments bills.
You ever notice how the federal government and the blue states don't want the red states to do anything outside what they do and what they control? Never.
Well,
they want income taxes raised here. They want sales taxes up. They want property taxes. They want to tax them. I mean, they want everything they got, because what they're doing is failing, and they don't want to be the only ones that fail. But the states are separate entities, and that makes us, if you don't want to live here because we got 10 commandments in the classroom, there's 49 other states to choose. And you can probably find a job in those states.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, let's not forget, okay, the Berlin Wall went up not to keep the West Berliners out, okay?
Yep.
The Berlin Wall went up because when people had an opportunity to choose left-wing government or not left-wing government, they chose not left-wing government. Like, overwhelmingly, yep. And they were draining out East Germany and East Berlin because nobody wanted to live under that.
By the way, you give me an idea. If California's worried about keep losing these people, just put up a wall. up a 20-foot wall. Nobody can leave our great state.
Well, but this is the point, right? Like, they know they can't put up a wall, so instead, you destroy federalism, and you capture Washington, D.C., and you force all of these people who do things better than you to conform to what you want. And this is like, this is going a century of the progressive movement is trying to centralize power and force everybody to live the way they want, because all of these grand, you know, communistic plans of theirs do not work when people have the opportunity to leave. And so, you know, you get conservatives and, you know, what I would say revivalists who want to do things differently. We're not telling California what they can do, right? Like, I mean, you know, we're not at that point. We want to do things in our state,
when the Supreme,
and they can't stand it.
Then when the Supreme Court ruled that abortion basically up to the states and we decide not to have them, we're not doing anything wrong. And if you don't like that, then go to the state, because there's plenty of places to go kill babies. I mean, it's all kind of play. Just move out the state. If you don't like what the state's doing, move. I mean, and I'm not talking about Louisiana. I'm talking about all these states.
Well, and, you know, and of course, if you listen to the left on abortion, all they'll say is you elect Donald Trump president and we'll have a federal abortion ban.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Trump is specifically not saying that. And I think he's smart not to, which is to say, no. The whole value proposition was that this needed to go back to the states, and now that it's back to the states, we're going to leave it that way. And that's a superior argument.
Yep, it's unbelievable how you do something in a little state like Louisiana, and then the crazies, they just go nuts over what? I mean, what are they going nuts over? Because they can't control you. That's the only thing I can see. They can't control you, so they get so upset about you.
Well, and there's a look, Moon, there's a great deal of anti-Christian bigotry afoot with these people that can't stand the idea of the Ten Commandments on a wall in a classroom.
Yeah, always. That's,
let's not put too fine a point on that.
Well, I always said this. We're moving from a post-Christian culture to an anti-Christian culture. And anti-Christian culture is not going to be pretty. Yes, I'm going to just tell you, it's not going to be pretty.
Well, and like that's why I call myself a revivalist rather than a conservative. A conservative stands by and lets that happen, whereas a revivalist says, no, there's a way to do things that, you know, that we did this a certain way, and it worked. Let's go back to that rather than watch the culture fall into nothing, yeah. Right? And you know, you have conservatives out there like, oh, they shouldn't have done that in Louisiana. And it's like, yeah, because your solution works so well, just a slow, managed decline into chaos.
Yeah.
You know, you defend the status quo that you fought against 10 years ago. That's modern conservatism. Call me a revivalist. I'm much happier with that.
All right, Scott, check him out at the Hayrod. God bless. Thank you, sir. And we'll do it again another time.
Yep. Take care, man.
All right, I'll take a break. More to come. Moon Graffon Show. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, the new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Graffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call Adapt Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, Adapt Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Bros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxBros.com.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. By the way, and so I'm going to tell y'all now. So the last 2 days, the twit, Tyler Bridges, has been in this studio and asking a bunch of questions. And he's doing a profile on me. And the Advocate, maybe it's going to come out Sunday. And somebody said, boy, that's going to be pretty. No, it probably won't be, but I don't care. I did it. He went to eat supper with him last night, and Tyler was real gracious. And we got after it. Walker was in here. We got after a few things because, you know, they think what I do sometimes is wrong and the way you do it is cruel, and none of that's true. Microphone's always open to people that I talk about and with. As I'm telling you, Monday morning, 9:06, John Cormoose, sitting in studio right here, sitting right by me. I got a microphone right by me. He's going to sit right by me. Don't know what he's coming for, but whatever he's coming for, we're going to visit about. And so they're going to do a piece on me, and I'm sure it's going to cover a little bit of everything in my life. I do not know who he talked to behind the scene, but I'm sure he will he'll put out whatever he wants to put out. We'll see what happens. But I did it. I've turned that down for about 15 years. I just hadn't wanted to do anything like that. Being in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, I kind of I had some people say, "Man, just do it." I said, "All right, I'm gonna do it." So I did it. So anyway, whatever comes out, it's all of it's over. He spent time about the program. I'm sure there'll be the good, bad, and ugly, but that's okay. That's okay. So you may learn something about me that you didn't know, which may be good or bad. I don't know. I don't know what the article's gonna say. But as I told him when he left, I'm sure the hit piece had come out on Sunday. So he just laughed when he walked out. Anyway, that's something I did. I had somebody say, "Man, don't do that. Don't do that." Normally, I don't do this stuff. My friend Mike Grimsley has, some of the Lafayette media have tried to do some interviews, and I just turn them down. I get comments. I just turn it down. Some people say, "Why are you doing that?" Because I really don't care about being in a newspaper or on TV. I don't. I'm a little, I guess, I always say that person's a little different. I'm a little different, too. I just, that's not what I do. I enjoy doing what I do for a living. I have fun. One of the big criticisms that I'm sure he's going to have on me is, you know, because I'm not civil when I use nicknames. Most of the nicknames are hilarious. I wouldn't want to be called Psycho Bill Cassidy either. But, man, that guy has done some things. You know, maybe I did go a little bit beyond the call of duty on some of these. But most of these nicknames are fun. And most of them wear them proudly. You ever heard of Troy Hebert? And I'm not talking about the current representative out of Lafayette. I'm talking about Troy Hebert out of the New Iberia area. Pretty boy. If Pretty Boy was listening to me right now and call in, he'd say, "Man," and I've talked to him. He said, "Man, these guys today, you give them a nickname," he said, "they don't understand. They don't understand that there's an entertainment part of what we do here." And I'm going to tell you where I learned it from. I learned it from the legendary, great, all-time best talk show host, Rush Limbaugh. When you're trying to build an audience, you want to have fun. You want people to be able to laugh. I've had people, "I can't listen, man. I love your program, but it's too..." Well, I get it, but we like to entertain and have some fun. I didn't say I was entertaining. I said I'd try. And so, you know, it's part of what we do. But the one thing that I've, and I told us the title, one thing I do is I got an open microphone to these people that agree or disagree. And it's always going to be open. I'm not going to run from a nickname. If Bill Cassidy would come carry his rear end right here, we could have a doozy of a war. When he leaves, I'm going to shake his hand and thank him for coming. I'm just saying. But the nicknames and the fun. I mean, Julie Emerson, I call her Junk Mail Julie. Boy, that's really tough. Cocktail Cousin. Well, I got to call him. I had to change his name from Raising Taxes, y'all, even though he voted for a lot of taxes. But I changed to Cocktail because it gets him when he's on them cocktails, he's the one who runs his mouth. I get a lot of information. But he loves his nickname. Same thing with Bogus Bo Boye. Troy Hebert told him all, if you get a nickname, you probably never get beat again. And he's right. So it's, some of these people like, you know, Blank Page Cortez could have come in here as many times as he wanted to. Got to know him and talk to him. Wouldn't come. Shake Snyder wouldn't come. I was told when I tried to get Clay Shake Snyder on the program, this is a fact. Okay? I tried. Okay? It was told to me just like this. That ain't never going to happen. I said, okay. They ought to come on. You know, it's you know, our friend Jeff Landry, my governor, I voted for, I support, I still support him 100%. He's my guy. I want him to do great. But I don't mean I can't challenge him. I'll tell you the one thing that I did, and, you know, I did this, and I did this at the governor's mansion, okay? At the governor's mansion. I tried to get the governor and them to let me come do a program at the mansion, okay? And this is what we were going to do. I had three microphones. Me on one side. And across the table, Governor Bill Edwards and the legendary backstabber, Jay Darden. He's always going to be a backstabber to me because that's what he is. He got his retirement, though. He's happy to come to the mansion and sit there for 2 hours and let's talk. And the first question was going to be the $2 billion budget deficit, which was never was. And, dude, Mark Cooper at the time, who was talking to me, he got mad. He said, because after the meeting I had at the governor's mansion, I visited with Mark a few minutes. Mark said, we're going to see if we can make this happen. And they never made it happen. And they had a chance to come on the program and tear my rear end up. And Tyler probably will. But I didn't run from it. I ran toward it. All I want them to do is talk. They choose not to come. Then they get mad at you. Why didn't they come straighten the record out? And personally, I don't think they could straighten the record out, and that was the problem. But you know, when I get a call and I say, John Cormoosh wants to come on, come on. I got nothing to hide from him. I ain't going to hide anything I've ever said either. I'm not Digger Earls. So come on, Digger. Digger felt like he wanted to defend the veto of 423. He did that yesterday. We talked about a bunch of other stuff too, but still. Digger knows he can come on here when he wants to. And he's elected official. All of them can come. White, black, Democrat, Republican. A lot of them choose not to come. But that's not because they're not invited. But if you think I'm picking up the phone and calling these people, I'm not. Very seldom do I call for a guest. I do call for some. But very seldom do I call. When they want to come, I just line it up. Let's go. And whether you think I'm fair or not, come even it out. Come on the program. You know, Cocktail Cousin, come answer you some of your votes. Now, Cocktail wants to run for Public Service Commission. McKnight, who ran for treasurer, says he's in. He's running. Cocktail Cousin. I heard you ready for this one? Boy, this is really a hard nickname. Barry Poison Ivy may run. He's looking at it. Barry Poison Ivy. Cocktail Cousin. Scott McKnight. There was another name I heard. Anyway, we'll see what happens with the race. Personally, our Public Service Commission, probably most people won't be interested. But, you know, Cocktail just won as a senator. He's my senator. Already looking at the next race because everybody knows the Public Service Commission is a leapfrog into trying to run for a statewide office. It's only five. Remember, we got six congressional districts. The Public Service Commission is only five congressional districts. It's even more people. Great way to get your name out there to run for statewide. Great name. Great way to get it out there. So Cocktail's my senator. He's already ready. He's accomplished. He's conquered the Senate. Now he wants to be the Public Service Commission. He got money. There's more money to come. He's one of the most easily influenced guys there is. So I guess Cocktail will be our next Public Service. He might say he's going to run maybe Barry Poison Ivy. That'll be another good one. So anyway, but those guys will all be welcome to come on. If they choose not to, there's not a whole lot I can do about it. So anyway, all right, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607 is the number. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Griffon, the biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at SolarLouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Schumacher Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I don't somebody may can explain it because I didn't have a chance to read it. Supreme Court allowed White House to press social media companies to remove disinformation. 6-3 vote. Supreme Court on Wednesday said the White House and federal agencies such as the FBI may continue to urge social media platforms to take down content the government views as misinformation. I'm trying to understand this because we went through this with Trump where they were saying Hunter Biden was misinformation. We ended up being true, and the stuff they put out Trump was misinformation, ended up being false. And the feds and everybody get to determine that? That's kind of an odd ruling in my book. Handing the Biden administration technical, if important, election year. So the Biden administration that's running for president going to tell you what's right and what's not. By the way, and I do some podcast stuff, but I quit doing the bigger podcast. One reason is every time I talked about the Green New Deal, I got censored. I got hit all the time because that's what you have to believe. And this is America. I got to believe that the planet is burning up because some fake scientist that's getting federal money says it is? Y'all going to have to help a brother out on this. So the government, whoever's in the government, they get to decide Donald Trump could have did something about this? Means the Department of Homeland Security may continue to flag posts to social media companies such as Facebook and X that they believe may be the work of foreign agents seeking to disrupt this year's presidential election. What about local people that are doing this? I'm just asking a question, folks. So I'm trying to understand. Maybe somebody else has got to go. I didn't have a chance to read a bunch of it. But the government, so this is what I'm reading into. Please correct me if I'm wrong, folks. Please correct me if I'm wrong. The government, our very own government, gets to direct what's good and what's not. What's free speech and what's not. That means we got a rogue government right now. This is what Obama administrated. This is what Obama wanted. Remember, Obama said, you know, we only need about two or three media sources, and that's it. That's the truth. That was came out of Barack Obama himself. So now we're going to have the media source. Let me get this straight. The media source, the media will, the federal government's going to control what we can say at all times. That's amazing. That blows my mind. Free speech will be gone then. Because they are getting to that point to where you're not going to be able to talk about the Green New Deal. You're not going to be able to talk about climate change in a negative way because we have said this is real. Folks, that's not America. Now, maybe I've read this wrong. I hope somebody's going to straighten me out. Let's go to Cindy in Lafayette. Miss Cindy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Moon?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
Good. I actually happen to be talking about the Global Green Ponzi scheme, which is why I'm calling. And it, perhaps I missed this and you know this, but the direct air capture hub by Heirloom for the Project Cypress is funded by Bill Gates. It's funded by Bill Gates' Breakthrough Energy Ventures, along with a couple others. And I didn't know if – I hadn't heard that anyone knew that.
I didn't – I'll be honest with you, I didn't – I knew the federal government is putting up about $500 million on a second part of it, and I didn't know who was financing the first, but that would make sense to me. You know, it's funny, too, Cindy. They're talking in Louisiana because they know Louisiana, if you send a federal dollar over here, they're going to – whew, they'll take it. They don't matter what it's for.
They're actually doing this in a lot of states. They just always act like, you know, your state is the first one or the second one. And you can't really track the origins of direct air capture. It hasn't really been perfected. It's pretty much a scam. You know, it's always the same scenario. Two guys sitting around trying to think of a solution. You know, same with the ESG. You know, same with pretty much everything. They act like it's organic or, you know, local. And what they'll do is infiltrate, of course, local businesses and what have you, you know, to act like, you know, and keep that local business name, to act like it, you know, it was all organic. They came up with it locally and, you know, you can trust these people. They do it with everything. So it's not just our state they're doing that. They're, everywhere they build, they act like, you know, oh, first time or second time. When, you know, they say we're the second
let me ask you a question.
In the North America.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. What would be wrong for the state saying we don't want that, bring that somewhere else? For example, we've got 73 million dollars to put EV stations across our state. And, of course, if I was the governor, I'd say, hey, we don't want this money. Y'all can have it back. You would send a message.
Well, if
every southern state said, no, we don't want this, take it back, we don't care about this, it would blow the agenda. But with they mandating and they sending the money. Without federal money, this thing you're talking about, this project, and wouldn't even happen without federal money. Wouldn't even be close.
And media doesn't report that, like, the places like North Dakota and stuff where they tried doing this, they've already found that it's cost prohibitive. But they don't – what I've noticed is they don't ever go to other states where they started this or tried this for examples because none of it's working.
True.
So they always make you believe that it's you – you know, we're the ones who are doing the first or whatever. No, they've been trying this all over the place. And it just – it doesn't work. And as far as the EV chargers, all they have to do is look at the ones they've already installed. If you get off of exit Manny 6 on I-49 going to Toledo Bend, they've got a whole row of unused chargers. I've been looking at them for over a year, maybe two, you know, while we're gassing up the truck that hauls the boats, you know, to Toledo Bend. Mm-hmm. Like I saw in the year and a half, maybe two, they've been up. I lost track of time. I saw one woman charging, and I wanted to run over and start asking her questions, but my husband wanted to get back to Levy.
Yeah, I don't blame
him. So I didn't, but, you know, I mean, I guess your AC works. You can sit in there while it's charging, and if it takes us 3 hours to get to our camp at Toledo Bend, what would an EV truck mean, 4 hours, 5 hours? Yeah. I mean, they're just not using them, and they're not putting them in places that make sense. Why is there a whole row of them at the exit going to Toledo Bend? Yeah. No one uses that.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
They're like brand new. I keep telling everybody across the country, y'all need some? Holla.
Yeah.
New and unused condition.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I'll say it again. I just wish we would start, and this is my opinion, I wish we would start saying no to the money because that's what's buying it. It's all about the money. Let's just be blunt. If the money wasn't coming in, nobody would be doing this.
You need to start looking at who's in charge of those pipelines they're winding throughout, the carbon, dangerous carbon pipelines they're winding throughout the United States. You need to see who's in charge of that.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, darling.
The Chinese professors and students, that's who's in charge of it.
Probably so.
Bill Cassidy. That's right.
I hear you. All right, thank you, ma'am.
So, all right.
I appreciate it. Oh, yeah, that the I know and you know and everybody knows. What a joke, but no states fight back because of all the money. Texas ain't fighting the Green New Deal. Louisiana definitely ain't fighting it. And we welcome it now. We're bragging about it. Carbon capture, like my climate czar said, what a joke. We're just not fighting the things we need to be fighting against. No, we don't want that. We're going to keep on. We're in all the gas state. Y'all keep EVs. Keep all that in there. We're not doing that. But nobody Nobody fights against it. No governments fight against it. A good old boy network, they ain't going to get money. They could care less. So, all right. It's incredible to watch, but and I know what plan she's talking about, especially the one in the Bossier area, Bossier Shreveport area. They jump it up and down about all this, and we'll see what happens. Walker, did you see Chinese, a 7'3 woman playing basketball? Huh? 7'3. And remember, you don't have a lot of 6'6", 6'7" people in WNBA. She probably coming to the WNBA. 7'3 Walker. Who can, you can't even jump up and grab. She might slam it without even jumping. All right. We'll take a break. Be right back. The rest of you leaving us. God bless. Have a great day.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.